now we're going to change pace a little bit. And look, I would encourage anybody that heard that last interview that if you've got a relatives, a tradie, that you get them to listen to the podcast, because I think that's a very, you know, I can't believe some of the statistics that he was saying. But anyway, and they are the truth. So we're going to lighten up now, which is good. So we've got both Barbara Hegarty and Gary Butler in from the Probus Club in Healesville, and we know Gary, of course, is a Lion as well, but welcome to you too.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Good to have you. Now, when I spoke to you a few months ago, we had somebody in from Probus because I believe that Lions are getting well and truly involved in it, and they're really trying to build it up.
We are, yeah. We've back in October last year, we decided to become a combined club,
yep,
men and women.
Oh, there were two clubs before.
There were two ladies' clubs in Healesville.
Yep.
The Healesville Ladies Probus Club and the Valley Ladies Probus Club. But over COVID, they had trouble staying together. And yep. I think the big problem was getting members on the committee.
That was that a big happens problem. A lot too.
Nobody likes to, to put their hand up for president or secretary or.
Yep.
Which is. There wasn't any ladies' clubs left, and we thought, well, there were women that wanted to be in Probus.
Yep.
So we thought the best thing to do is have a combined club.
Which is terrific. So you've got both men and ladies,
yes,
in there?
Yes, yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because we need to work our way through Probus. What is Probus? I know you're a member of Lions, I'm a member of Rotary, and our primary aim is to raise money to hand out. Yeah. But Probus isn't like that, is it? Probus is more of a social club, am I right?
Well, we're a social club. We're non-fundraising, so we don't raise any money like the service clubs do.
Yep.
So we're a non-profit charity, non-profit.
Yep.
And so really what we're there for is just to have fun, really, to get out. And I've actually got some ideals of Probus, what it's all about.
Yep.
So like Probus Club is for active retirees. Yep. You can be semi-retired or retired.
Is there a bottom age group?
Usually you find about 60 and over.
Yep.
I've been in Probus 16 years. I actually joined when I was 59. Alan, I was sort of... what happened, I had a friend that was in the Healesville Probus Club, Garth Willey, and I was living in Coldstream, and I moved to Healesville, and Garth said, you got to join Probus. I didn't even know what Probus was. So 16 years later, and I just love it, you know. Yeah. Best thing that.
Let me just, we should tell the listeners, but you're also a member of the Lions Club too,
that's
aren't
correct,
you?
That's correct,
yes. So you can difference between the service club and Probus.
Yeah. Well, I was secretary of Probus.
Yep.
In 2011 to 2012, and I'm currently the secretary of the Lions Club. So
you're a glutton for punishment.
I know. But at one stage in the Healesville Yarra Glen directory, one of the Rotary members, David Lau, said, "Gary, they made a mistake in the directory. They've got you down as secretary of Probus and secretary of Lions." And I said, that's correct. So I was doing the both for 6 months.
I interrupted you. You were going to tell us sorry.
So Probus Club is for active retirees.
Yep.
And it keeps your mind active, which is very important.
Yep.
And having a social connection.
Yep.
Making new friends. We could always have more friends.
And we've been talking about it today, and a lot of the thing, we've been talking about social isolation, how bad it is for people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I actually had that down here too. So it's expanding your interest.
Yep.
And so you're learning new skills.
Yep.
To me, we should still be learning.
Yes.
To me, it's like the Earth School.
Yep.
Even though you finished university.
With no exams.
Or, yeah, well, this is it.
Yep.
Just hopefully we pass, you know, like what we're learning. And meeting like-minded people.
Yep.
You might find people that love fishing and you can go fishing with them or...
I was just going to ask you that. Do you have any offshoot groups, like walking groups and things like that in Probus, Gary?
We do. We have a bushwalking group. And they meet on the fourth Thursday. Usually they do about 20 kilometres.
Yep.
So they take their lunch with them and drinks and all that.
Yep.
Then we have one we started last year. It's called the Strolling Bones.
So it's so what's it called? Strolling?
Strolling Bones.
Yeah.
So you can hear the bones creaking too when you're walking. So that's a one-hour walk, and we have a coffee afterwards.
Oh, bet.
So
yeah.
The coffee's probably, you know, a bit of social.
The best bit.
Like that. Yeah, the coffee's good. So the walk's, like I said, it's for 1 hour, which is...
Is that just around Healesville? Or
yeah, around Healesville. Yeah. Yeah. So we just change our directions now and then.
Yep.
So that's on the first and fourth Thursday of the month.
Yep.
And then we have a fishing group. And they meet on the first Tuesday of the month.
So do they go away on fishing tours, Gary? Or
they usually... Well, I think one of the favourite spots is up in Eildon. Pondage up at Eildon.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to like that place. I don't know. There must be fish in there somewhere.
Well, I think they're probably... And it's not too far either.
No. So they enjoy themselves. Yep. I think it's just more of a social thing. They get out and have a bit of fun. Then we have an informal coffee group. And they meet at 10:30 at the Beechworth Bakery on a Monday. So they just get together and
just have a chat,
try and solve the world's problems, you know.
So,
and we used to have a choir, which back in the olden days, but unfortunately COVID didn't help. And then some of the members were getting too old. We had one fellow, Noel Steele, he used to play the piano and he couldn't do it anymore.
Oh,
so
that's not good.
It'd be nice for to get the choir back together again.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I was waiting to hear from you, sorry. All right, look, I've got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We want to just expand a bit on Probus. So we'll be back to talk to Gary and Barbara. We haven't heard from yet, but we'll hear from her very soon. Francis. I shouldn't have talked over Connie Francis. And, of course, just a quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. We'll be playing all the hits of the 60s. But anyway, we're here to talk to the Probus Club of Healesville, both Gary and Barbara. We haven't heard from Barbara yet, but we are going to. Gary, let's just talk about the main thing is you obviously have a meeting. So what's the concept of the meeting? Do you have guest speakers when you have a meeting, or what do you do?
We meet on the third Thursday of the month up at St. Bridget's Hall.
Yeah.
And we have our guest speaker at 10 o'clock. We start at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
We have our guest speaker, and then that goes for about three quarters of an hour to an hour.
Yep.
With question time. And then we have morning tea.
Yep.
So we always invite the guest speaker to stay for morning tea, because some of the members might have some questions while they're having their morning tea. And after that, we have our business session, and then we...
Which is just a formal meeting, isn't
it? Just a formal meeting. We just go through the formalities of, secretary and all that. And then we pack up and go home.
So I mean, you don't have to pay for lunch or anything, do you? So it'd be a fairly cheap day out, isn't it?
Well, we actually charge $5 for the morning tea.
Yep.
So we have this month we had party pies and sausage rolls and Lion's Christmas cake and biscuits and cheese and crackers and tea and coffee, and so it was really good morning tea. So,
Gary, let me just ask you, and I'm going to ask Barbara the same thing in a minute. Why did you join Probus?
Well, one reason was that I've always been a people's person.
Yeah.
I was at Apex years ago for 16 years.
Until you got to Apex 30, Club. Was it? Or so 30?
Then I was a scout leader in Coldstream, so I've always been active in the community, so... Yeah. When Garth Welly asked me to, when I moved to Healesville, asked me to join Probus, which I didn't even know what Probus was.
So did you join that before Lions, or?
I joined Lions in 2013, so I've only been Lions for 11 years this year.
Oh, right, so you've been Probus long.
Probus 16 years.
Yep.
And I remember I was only in Probus for a year, 2008 when I joined. We were bushwalking.
Yep.
And the president, Rudy Honan, he said, Gary, I need a vice president. I need a vice president next year. And I said, yeah, okay. Vice president don't do anything.
No, do you? So, yep.
But I didn't realize I had to be president the next year.
Oh, do you?
So I ended up being president after, 2 years of joining Probus. But I've been president twice. I've been secretary. I've done speakers, I've done tours and outings. So
I reckon the secretary's the worst job. Barbara, we need to hear from you. So first of all, can I ask you, what made you join Probus?
Initially, I was involved with Probus when we were doing some outings, and we actually started off with the barbecue, I think, didn't we? We didn't have anybody to cook a barbecue in the arthritis group, which I'm the coordinator of. And so we got involved with Probus, and they came along and did the barbecue. We did all of the other organisation, and we actually realised that we actually work really well together. So then they needed looking at getting women involved in Probus, and I was asked whether I would actually come along, which I did. And I wasn't prepared to take on any official... Yep. category, so I took on minutes keeper.
Oh, that's not bad. Currently, what are you doing in Probus?
Virtually the minute keeper, and also the outings and tours. And so, as the arthritis group, we actually get a grant from the Shire. We apply for a grant from the Shire, which we've been successful with over the past few years. And it's not just for the arthritis group, it's actually for the community. So we include people from the seniors committee, we include people from seniors club, from Probus and from the arthritis group.
So, when so you Oh, pardon me. When you say that, that you do outings, what sort of outings do you plan?
Well, one of the ones we did this year was a bus trip down to the Kew Boathouse for lunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we went on a ferry over through the Yarra, which took us around Melbourne, and then the bus trip home. That was a very successful day, wasn't it? The weather was great to us as well. So things like that. We're actually planning one over to Mont de Lancey.
That's a great spot.
Yes.
It's a great spot.
And hopefully we can fit in Rainer's nursery as well. So, and go have a little tractor ride there and then go off to Mount
Lancey. That's another great night too.
Yeah.
I went late one night, one afternoon, but it's terrific.
So we do most of our things in the daytime, mainly because of the age group that we're looking at. But we've worked really well with Probus, and when we organise something now, the outings, we tend to do them as a combined activity.
So what have you got coming up?
We've got a bus trip.
Yeah, where to?
To Mont de Lancey.
Yep.
We'll get a bus over there.
Yep.
So that people can have a drink.
And they've got a lovely little lunch shop there too.
Right.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a terrific spot.
So we'll do that probably in October.
Yeah.
And we're also looking at doing a barbecue up at Badger Weir.
All right.
In November.
Yep.
So we've got that all worked out now, who does what. And we're also looking at going down to Karralika to do a Morning Melodies.
Oh, yep, so, yep.
And we'll do a carpool for that one.
Yeah, there's quite a few things down at Karralika, isn't there?
Mm. Yeah. So we tend to look at the outings and the trips and the social aspects.
All right, I'm just going to take a quick break, and you'll be interested in this first little ad that I'm going to play, I'm sure.
Spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
Talking to Gary and Barbara from Healesville Probus. Gary, first of all, how did the name Probus come about?
Well, Probus is actually a blend of two words.
Yep.
professionalism and business. So they've taken the PRO and the professionalism and the BUS from business.
To be a member of Probus, you don't have to have been a retired business person or anything do you?
No.
All right, so now let me ask you how it was started, because somebody had to come up with an idea of this.
Because I'm very interested in history, so I did look it up, and it started in the UK in the mid-60s. There were some fellas that retired. They used to go for a coffee together, and they thought, well, we should start a club up. And so it started as a... They named it the Campus Club.
Right.
Because campus is like sort of center of the town. And then Rotary got on to it. And they heard about
Rotary.
It. And Rotary thought, well, why don't we do this? We'll start up, we'll call them Probus Clubs, professional business. Because most of the Rotary members were business people in those days. So what they would do is they would sponsor a Probus club so they'd financially help set up the club, get it going. And so Rotary's more of a service club.
Yep.
And
I'm a Rotarian.
Oh, you're a Rotarian. Okay.
And, don't hold that against me.
And Probus is a social club, so we don't fundraise or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like I said before, it's... and it just grew and grew. So from England, it started a club in New Zealand. Was the first one down here in the southern hemisphere.
Right.
Then they came to Australia.
Which was the first one in Australia, do you know?
In Australia, can't honestly tell you that at the moment.
What about in Victoria? Do you know the first one in Victoria?
In Victoria?
Doesn't matter.
But I knew that it started in New Zealand first.
Yep.
It came over to Australia in 22 countries around the world. In the United States, it went in the United States, Canada, Africa, Europe. So it's
bigger,
expanded. So
does Rotary still support it? Do you know?
We've got the Rotary Club in Healesville. We don't really have a lot of relationship with them.
No, because I don't think, like, I'm a Rotarian, and I can't remember. I know our sponsored one, but I don't think we have, some of our members are members of Probus, but I don't think we support them anymore.
Because Probus clubs can't start another Probus club. Say we wanted to start one in Yarra Glen.
Yep.
Healesville could do that. We don't need Rotary to do
to
that.
Do it. No,
so
that's
we could actually start up another
club. So I suspect they're more in their own sort of field now, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
Which is good.
So we've actually done that, because we were a men's club for 39 years. We're 39 years this year, and we've started a combined club, so that was our choice.
When Probus first started, like I know Rotary, when it first started, well, probably up to 25 years ago, they wouldn't admit any women, and I'm not sure when Lions admitted women into... Do you know when they Lions allowed women in their clubs?
Well, with Lions... They were called Lady Alliance.
Right.
So in the background, they were helping. They were mostly doing all the work, really. The band got it easy, I think.
Yeah.
Like, we've got Elaine Dosser. She actually got inducted into the club in 2000.
Right.
But that's 24 years. But really, her husband joined in 1968. So Keith, when he passed away in 2018... He was 50 years with the Lions Club.
Yeah.
But who was doing most of the work for those 50 years? It was Elaine. If Keith was doing the treasurer's job, it was probably Elaine that was doing it. So.
All right, so let's just go back a minute.
Okay,
when Probus started, was there male and female clubs? Because they wouldn't have been combined clubs, would they?
What I know of, because that was before my time, it was the Ringwood Club that started the Healesville Club.
Right.
And there was a Margaret Henderson. She was very active. She was in the Ringwood Club, and then she started up the...
Healesville
Ladies
Club.
It was called the Healesville Ladies Probus Club.
Yep. So you had the ladies clubs, but was there also men's clubs in Probus as well, or were they all just ladies clubs to start with?
No, there was men's clubs. But you'll find that a lot of them have become a combined club.
Which is what the way they should be.
Combined club, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I know there was one up in Alexandra that was a men's club, and they had to become a combined club because they weren't getting enough members. And then the partners didn't want to be left out.
Yep.
They were having tours or outings.
And that's fair enough too, because we seemed to, and I know Rotary were very slow in admitting ladies. They had their own inner wheel club, but they didn't admit. In fact, the night they took the vote at my club, some of the guys said, well, if women come in, I'm leaving. Well, we voted for the women and they never left.
Well, we had one fella in the Lions Club. I only met him once or twice. He stopped coming to the Lions meetings because women joined.
Did he?
Yeah, it was stupid, I don't know.
It's silly. All right, we've got off the track a bit. I'm going to take a quick break and then we're going to be back more to talk about Probus. Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. And the phrases that I rhyme are just the footsteps out of time. From the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Flora Gray, the gossip of Madison County, died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James, with your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, one dark cloudy day that brought you from the field to your lonely pine box king, just a picture of me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. Gary, at these meetings, you said you have your guest speakers. What sort of type of guest speaker do you get? What sort of subjects? Is it wide or...?
Yeah, Alan, actually, I try to vary the different topics because the members in the club, they probably all have different interests and things like that. So you've got to mix them up. This month we had a couple that spoke on Second World War when in London, where they evacuated 820,000 children. So this was a story about Dolly, who was an orphan, and it was just about her story up to the age of 20. And Dolly eventually came to Australia when she was 30, and she actually found some relatives after the war, and she had some relatives in Australia, which brought her out here. But she's 97 now, and she does 10,000 steps a day.
Fantastic.
Amazing, 10,000. I'd be lucky to do 500, I think.
What a terrific person. And so who have you got next month?
Well, next month we have some people would know the person. And his name is Ross Williamson. He's the director of the Healesville Sanctuary.
Oh, he'd be interesting.
Yeah. Ross Williamson, he's been a director of the Hillsville Sanctuary since January 2017. He joined Zoo Victoria in 2015 as general manager of threatened species, pursuing his lifelong passion for conserving Australia's natural environment.
Gee, he'd be terrific.
So Ross will be he'll be doing a PowerPoint presentation on threatened species. He'll be really, really good.
He'd be good.
So that's on Thursday, the 19th of September.
Gary, the only thing that we haven't talked about yet is when you meet, because is it once a month or how often?
Once a month. Yes, the third Thursday of the month.
And whereabouts do you meet?
At St. Bridget's Hall.
And then and what times?
We meet at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yes, yeah. And we provide a morning tea, coffee, biscuits.
Pardon me. What does it cost to join Probus?
We have a membership fee of $50 a year.
That's not
we don't we don't have a joining fee.
Yeah.
Our year starts the 1st of April, and we finish.
First of April. That's unusual.
First of April. April Fools, yeah.
But that's an unusual, because it's normally the 1st of July or the 1st of January, isn't it?
Yeah. We have our AGM in March, on the third Thursday in March, where we induct our new committee.
Yep.
And so really it's about a week we're in transit, so that old committee will keep the club going until the 1st of April, when the new committee takes over. And so usually we start asking for membership fees from April onwards. Yep. But if somebody joins, at the end of the year, like they'll only pay quarter of the...
Oh, yeah.
It just depends when they join halfway through the year. They only pay $25 if they join.
So, Gary, I'm not sure how people can join Lions either, but... I know Rotary used to have to be asked. Is that the same with Probus, or anybody could look you up and then say, look, I'd like to come along?
Well, you find a lot of the people that we get are they're friends of somebody that's in Probus, they know of somebody.
Yep.
As you find, the thing with Probus too, I think it's great for people that are moving into Hillsville, new people, especially retirees.
Yep.
I mean, it's the best way to... make new friends, acquaintances, is to join a club, isn't it?
And there's two things. Even if you've lived in Hillsville for a lot of years, a lot of people live in the area but work outside, so they leave home in the dark almost, you know, and they get home in time for tea. They have tea, and if there's kids involved, they run them to sport and out at weekends. And very often, that even though they might have lived here for 20, 30 years, they don't know many people because they've moved off.
Another thing, Alan, too, we find in our club, as we get older, a lot of them lose their partners or widows and widowers.
Yep.
So you'll find that that could be pretty traumatic experience, like health-wise.
Yep.
So if they join a club, they've got support, they've got people that...
Yep.
Look, unless you're joining a club that's like-minded people, so we look after each other.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing.
Gary, the other idea, or the other thing is, are you always looking for people who might want to join or start a little something, you know, that may be bike riding or something? Are you looking for other people to come along and say, or I'd like to run this? Do you look for people like that?
We do. We encourage people that are actually in the Probus club now, is if they've got any interest, like could be a bridge club or, like you said, a bike riding club, or we had music appreciation back in the olden days. We had people that would just go and listen to music. So it's up to the members what they're interested in.
And one thing, and I've talked about this a lot on this show, is social isolation. They say that the biggest killer, and it will overtake cancer and heart, is social isolation.
Yeah.
If people are just sitting at home day in, day out, they've retired, they're not doing anything, they say that there will be, it will kill people.
Because it affects you mentally and physically.
Yep.
And they actually did a scientific study on this, and people that actually belong to clubs live longer.
I'd believe that.
They live longer, so that's very important to get out. And I think, too, I found you have a purpose. Yep. You have something to look forward to.
And something to, a reason to get up.
Yeah, so you have a purpose in life to...
Yep. Mm. Gary, give us some contact details. You've got us a bit excited. How are we going to find out about Probus?
We do have a website.
Yep.
And that's Healesville Probus Club, Inc. Healesville Probus Club.
Yeah.
Inc. Inc., which incorporated, stands for incorporated.
Yeah.
So if you go on our website, that'll give you all the details. Where we meet, what time, there's a contact, our secretary, Barry Twist, his phone number's on there.
So why do you not still secretary there?
Hey, oh, that too. Lions is bad enough, tell him. When you get about 6 or 7 emails a day.
Oh.
No thanks. And so our secretary is Barry Twist, and his phone number is 0487-601-232.
Could you give us that again, please?
0487-601-232.
Yeah.
And they can ring me if they like. Gary Butler.
Yep.
0418-383-933.
That's 0418-383-933.
Yep. Yep. You'll probably find me in the Healesville directory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a we don't have a Facebook page, just a website.
No, that's fine.
Yep.
So, and it's Healesville Probus Inc.
Yep.
Is the website.
Yep.
0487-601-232.
That's Barry. Yep.
And that's Barry. And for yourself is 0418-383-933.
Yep.
Barbara, I'm keen to talk to you again because we haven't heard much from you. What's the most enjoyment that you get out of Probus?
I think organising the outings, and like you mentioned before, people can be socially isolated, and by doing the outings that we've been organising, it means people can come out, we can get them on the bus, we can carpool, we have things local as well as extended distances, and it means one of the things that people seem to be looking for is also anything that involves a meal, which is great because so many people, like we've indicated, are living by themselves.
Yep.
So to go out and have a meal and socialise and everything like that is really important to our people. So we try and organise things that people can come to, that they're either local or if they're out of Healesville, which many people don't want to drive past Healesville now.
No. Well, the roads are terrible, I've got to say. And that's not a political statement, they're terrible.
Yes. So we can either carpool or we can organise a bus, and we use our grant money very wisely for that. And it just means that people can get out there and socialise.
So, Gary, what do you like best about Probus?
Probably the... That's our motto, is fun, fellowship and friendship. So I think that's the most important. I've met some really nice people and made some really good friends. And I've got out of my comfort zone. I've done things that I didn't think I would be able to do.
That's important.
Like when I took on the secretary job at Probus, I remember I was doing speakers for a year and they couldn't get a secretary. So one of our...
That's not unusual.
So Alan Devlin, he was one of our founding members and life member. I said, Alan, I don't even know how to use the keyboard. He said, Gary, you only need 2 fingers. So it took me hours and hours to do the minutes and all that. But to me, it was like being at school, learning. And it was good. I thought, couldn't do my brain any harm. So,
well, and that, as I think you said before, just because we're getting older doesn't mean we shouldn't keep learning. Learning is all about life, isn't it? It's you need to keep learning right up to your 90s.
Yeah. We've had, we lost one of our good members, Chris Livingston.
Was this he was a secretary a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I would do a flyer, for Ross Williamson.
Yep.
And I would send it to Chris to correct it for mistakes. Because you've got people that, like we're a team. So we all help each other.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not the best at at doing flyers or writing letters or things like that. So I'll ask one of the somebody else,
and the other thing is too, it's not a big cost, is it? If it's $50 a year, and $5 every time you come, it's a bit different to the cost of like a road trip, which is a couple of hundred or $250 a year plus a meal. So I mean, this is quite an inexpensive way to meet like kind of people, isn't it?
Yeah, like last week, a week before, Barb organised, it was actually a late Christmas in July, August. Christmas in August.
We had to rename it.
Christmas in August. But Barb did a terrific job. We had two courses, meal, for $20. It's very cheap.
But even, put extras on the table. Even more important than the $20 is the fellowship that you had while you were there, too, isn't it?
Yeah, we had a lot. We have lots of fun.
All right, so the website is Healthful Probus Inc.
Yeah.
Barry's phone number is 0487-601-232. It's 0487-601-232. Yeah. Gary, who's there looking at me right now, 0418-383-933. It's 0418-383-933. Gary, I wish you well.
Thank you.
I think all these clubs, I've got to be honest, I've only been in a service club like you have, but they can be, they're good fun, but to be able to just join something that's just nothing but fun, and that's really what you're having, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
And the opportunity to learn something as you go along.
And I think it keeps you young too.
Yeah, well, every time I look in the mirror, I'm not looking too young.
just avoid the mirrors.
Gary, we should mention, because we are on Lions ground here, as people will know, that we're now in Hillsville, and your op shop there, we need to get some people into it. It's open Monday to
Monday
Saturday.
To Friday, 9 to 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And Saturday, 9 to 2 o'clock.
Good on. So 9 to 2 really every day but Sunday.
Yeah, if we had more volunteers, it'd be nice to open a bit later for the mothers picking up the children from school and people knocking off work.
I've bought a few things in there. There's some really good stuff that you get donated, isn't there?
I think we're doing the planet good too. We're recycling.
Yeah,
which... So we're not carbon footprint.
Yeah, and it's not going into landfill.
Landfill.
And we should mention that, because if people are out there and a lot of people are downsizing and that, don't bring junk, because all they've got to do is pay a tip fee, and that's not fair. But if you've got any really good stuff, bring it down to Lions and hand it over, because nobody at Lions gets paid. All these service clubs, they pay the cost of running the club. Everything you raise goes back in the community, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the cost of living, everything's going up, so a lot of families can't afford to go and buy brand-new jackets or clothes for their children or themselves. They can come down to the op shop and get something that's probably one-tenth of the price.
Absolutely. Greg's getting out, ready to push me out the door. Yeah, okay. He's out there at the moment. Look, thank you, Barbara and Gary, for coming in. I wish you well. We'll talk to you again next year and... talk about, so your AGM is in March, did you say? February?
No, March is our
March.
AGM.
Yep. We'll get someone in during April and find out what you got planned for the year.
Okay.
And again, if 9 Lilydale Road, Hillsville, is where the op shop is, 9 to 2, Monday to Saturday. I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade, hits of the 60s, and I'll be back next Wednesday. I know I've got 3 interviews. Siri will be in, I think Cindy McLeish. But anyway, time for me to go. Greg's coming on. Been great being with you today.
Okay, thanks, Alan.